why, you know, we're saying the Parsha starts Tatzaveh, we're speaking about Parsha Tatzaveh, yes? Recap. It's speaking about the introduction of the Ner Tamid. The Ner Tamid, Atat Tzaved Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu Elecha Shemen Zayit. You should have to take Shemen Zayit, Zach, very pure, Ketit, which is pounded, right? The first oil that comes out, L'ma'or, to give a light, Lalot Ner Tamid, to give an everlasting light there. The Gemara says, why do we need a Ner Tamid? What was the everlasting light by Ben Norah? It was the Western light, the Ner Hamaravi. The Gemara says it was the first to be lit, and it was the last to be extinguished. And it was a nace. What was the nace? To show that the Shechina, the Divine Presence, is always with Klal Yisrael. So this Ner Tamid, is a Ner which reminds Klal Yisrael, or shows Klal Yisrael, shows the Jewish people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Divine Presence is always with us. And that's the Mishkan. That's the opening. And the opening is telling us that we have to have a very pure oil that's beaten. And the first oil that comes out. That means, in order for that light to be tamid, in order for that light to be lit up, it needs a very pure oil. The Divine Presence comes when there's a very pure oil. It's showed only when there's a very pure oil. And then when it's beaten and the first oil comes out, that's a mashal. The Jewish people, in order for the Divine Presence to be with them, have to be this very pure oil. In order for this very pure oil, we need to be katit. There has to be a beaten. We have to be beaten, and that first oil, we're always the first. The first beating, and then we come out with our greatness. Always in times of troubles, we somehow, there's some light of Torah, some oil that gives us some nuance in our Torah, something new that brings that Divine Presence. Wherever it was, where was the Haskala, you had the Chaim Brisk, you had different things. The Torah adapted itself to bring out its beauty. The Divine Presence comes when there's ktit, when there's a bashing of the zayit to bring out that pure oil. Now, what type, how do you light it? So Rashi says, la'alot ne'er tamid. That's it, la'alot. To cause to come up. So Rashi says, madlik, you light it, ad shetehe shel hevet ole me'aleah. You cause it to come out. You light it, so it comes up in of itself. When you teach a student, you don't teach him in a way that you light him. You teach him in a way that he lights himself. The Torah that we must teach Klal Yisrael is a Torah in which they enlighten themselves, in which they laha'alot ne'er tamid. And when you give that ability to your students, they have the koach to bring a Torah which is tamid, a Divine Presence which is tamid.
Is this the one?
Even though Rashi explains that tamid doesn't mean always there, it means every night, but there's a remez in the Torah that the tamid here means referring to the Ner Maravi, who was always alight the whole time. And that was a hint to the Divine Presence always being close. So that's a Gemara in Shabbos. How is this related to the Big Day Kahuna? Why is this an introduction? Why is the menorah the introduction to the Big Day Kahuna? What is the Big Day Kahuna to do with the menorah? Why is that the introduction? We didn't have to put this here. We could have put this when we started with the menorah, right, or somewhere else. Now we're introducing Big Day Kahuna with a menorah. What do we need to do that? The menorah has seven branches, right? Three and one in the middle, right? And it represents, it's against the Shulchan. It represents Torah in Derech Eretz. It represents a connection of Torah to the world. That was the kashi, that was the difficulty of Moshe Rabbeinu in understanding the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a problem with building the Aaron or with any other. Moshe Rabbeinu's, because Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was Torah of the Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was Torah completely with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wasn't Torah to bring it into the physical world. The Aaron, the seven, represents physicality. You've all heard that before. The menorah represents bringing the awe of Torah, bringing the awe of the Shekhinah, which is the awe of Torah, down into the lower world. That was the kashi of Moshe Rabbeinu. How to build that? How is that represented? The understanding of being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and learning Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was fine with. That was the Aaron. But bringing the Torah into the physical world, Torah with Derech Eretz, that was a problem. That's, you needed to be shown what was its form. How did this happen? So the Torah represents, the menorah is the vehicle which represents the bringing down of the spiritual, of the Torah, down into the physical world. I.e., the connection of the physical to the spiritual. A Kohen, what does a Kohen represent? A Kohen is the same thing. A Kohen, the Gemara is Machlokas, Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Derachmona. He is a Kohen, our Shliach, to be Mekape for us, or is a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Which way is it going? Is it for us to bring us there, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us? Right? But the purpose of a Kohen is to connect us when we, Chas V'Shalom, we do Averas, or whatever, to connect us or reconnect us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of a Kohen. In order for a Kohen to connect us, he has to be Berkehuno, in his begodim. He has to be wearing begodim. A Kohen who's not Berkehuno, who's not wearing the big day kahuna, he's not a Kohen. He's not in his tafkid. He's not in his proper place. The Tamid came to be Mekaper of the Averas at night, the Tamid of the Boker, Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Tamid in Bein HaArbaim, the Averas of the day. Yep. So Klal Yisrael would always be in a matzav of closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The purpose of the Kohen was to keep that connection. So he was connecting the spiritual world to the physical world. That's the purpose of the Kohen. The Begodim, right? The Gemara says, why is the korbanos, at the end of the parasha, why is that samoch to Big Day Kahuna? Why is that connected to the Big Day Kahuna? It says, just as the korbanos are mekaper, just as our offerings are there to atone and to clean us from our averas, so too Big Day Kahuna, the begodim of Aaron, are there to be mekaper. And each one of these begodim, Amakapa. That's what it means. Aaron is Bekehuno. Aaron, when he wears, he says he is a Kohen. He's in service. When Aaron's in service, he's only in service when he's wearing his begodim. Because not only are the korbanos that he's bringing causing that closeness to us, is Makapa, cleaning us from our veras and bringing us close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, also his begodim are doing that. So the purpose of the begodim is to connect the spiritual to the physical, to remove those, how you call it, those blockages that we have. Those blockages that we have to Kodesh Baruch Hu, those are veras. That's the purpose of the begodim. Now, why is that? Why should begodim be that? Why should be that the purpose of begodim? Why should begodim? I understand korbanos. You know, korbanos, we understand. You did an avera, a maisa, behema. You bring a behema to be makriv, its nefesh instead of your nefesh, like the Ramban explains. Its soul instead of your soul. Your soul was pagum in your nefesh, and your nefesh behemis, your lower soul, your animalistic soul. So you bring an animalistic soul to be a kapara for that soul. And somehow that works to be makarivas. That's why it's Lashon Korban, to bring us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But big begodim? Why should begodim do that? Why should the clothes that we wear be a kapara for us? Why should that be? So, the first time we see begodim, always when you want to find in Chumash, you look for the first time in Chumash, that's the place where it explains it. We find that Adam and Eve, when they were in the Gan Eden, they were Arumim.
They were naked.
Veloit Boshashu, and they weren't embarrassed. After the Chet, I'm not going to go into it, but after the Chet, with the Nachash, then they hid and they were embarrassed. And then they took begodim to cover the embarrassment. What was the reason for the embarrassment? How do they know they are arumim, that they were naked? Rashi says they were arumim from the mitzvah. They were naked of the mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu told them not to do, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and they ate. So that their nakedness, the embarrassment, came from not living up to Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen, doing an avera, doing a chet. That was their embarrassment. The source of all embarrassment is chet, is averas. And the begodim are there to fix that embarrassment. We cover ourselves. Then they realized they were naked, and they covered themselves with begodim. So we see from there, the shorish and the chet of Adam Rishon, the begodim is there to cover the embarrassment. So that's the purpose of begodim. So, begodim is Lashon Begida. Begida means to rebel. That's what begodim are. Yeah? When man was boged, man did an avera and he was boged in his creator. He rebelled against his creator and doing a... He required begodim. Begodim represent that man's in a status of begida, a state of rebellion. That's why there's an embarrassment. Mm. And therefore he wants to cover his rebellion with begodim. Big day kahuna is big day malchus, is the begodim of kingship. It's when man's begodim are in tone, are in sync with how he should be. So therefore the begodim of the Kohen, Godel, is a kapara. Malchus means the expression of man, that when man's goof expresses man as he should be, that means all his evarim, all parts of his physical self, are properly with midah, are proper
measurement.
That's what I say, midobad, it says. The begodim have to be specially with midah. That's why proper character traits are called midot, good character, because they're in proper measure. When the beged is in a proper measure, then they're not begodim, they're not revealing man's rebelliousness, they're expressing man as he should be. Since the begodim of the Kohen Gadol are a proper expression of man, they represent a proper expression of man, the begodim represent the kapara, the atonement of man's begida, of man's rebelliousness against God. So we're going to see different aspects of the Begidei Kohen, how they atone for different aspects of man. Levush, I was asked, what is Levush? Levush, I don't think it's in Chumash. Levush is mentioned, now it could be like, you said maybe it's lobash. It means you're not, there's no busha. Levush represents a higher level of begodim. You normally speak about the inner begodim that a person has, like a person gets levush of his parents. Or if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitlabesh in this world, a Kodesh Baruch Hu enters this world with a levush, with a beged that he covers himself. When I want to bring the soul into this world, when I want to bring something spiritual in this world, the world can't hold such a highlight. It needs to come with levushim. It needs to come with something which doesn't allow that light. Look, if I want to see the sun, I can't see the sun. You wear like some sort of sunglasses if you want to see the sun, or some special glasses, or some. If I want to look at the light, you need something that prevents you from getting blind because it's too bright, the light.
Right.
So you need a levush which allows you to see that light. Huh. So this light comes with a levush. The levush is like a filter which allows the light to be seen.
Protective filter.
A protective filter which allows you to relate to that light.
Hmm.
So this doesn't represent a begida, it represents a connection to that light. So levush is a higher level of begid. You with me?